Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Good day, Thursday. Let's rock these people's Thursdays afternoons.
John, can we play September, Earth, Wind & Fire? Come on, John. For the love of God, it's the 21st night of September.
I think he's gone out for a smoke.
John! John! John!
Say nothing. And just play it anyway.
He's going to have a fit if I play it without asking him.
He will.
You know what he's like. It's the 21st night of September. September. Do you remember the 21st night of September? I've got a dance remix of it somewhere as well, actually. Please hold eyes. No, this is the original one, which is fantastic. Better, better, better. Skim on.
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
And then I have a remix. The remix was done by Fats and Small, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It was 1999. This is the September 99 remix.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, John. Just shout louder.
John!
Can we play this? Come on, man.
Remember, 21st night of September.
Come on, it's my birthday. I'm allowed to play whatever I want, right? That's right. It's my 31st birthday today. And I suppose.
Getting younger all the time.
Sorry, what?
You're getting younger all the time.
What did I say it was before?
You said 33, I think, previously.
Yeah, 33. I'll go with 33. That's fine. It's my 33rd birthday today, and I suppose feeling my own mortality.
Right.
I saw this lovely, and I started... I didn't cry, but I got a little bit weepy. This is two young girls. It's on an Instagram account known as Old Ireland in Colour, right? So they get a... They get old videos... And they remastered them to a contemporary colouring. So it's like black and white videos. And
I've seen these. Yeah, they're good.
Have you seen the little girls?
They're kind of eerie, no.
Yeah, it's weird to see like older, because all of this older stuff that we'd see in black and white, videos, when you see them recolorized into what would look like contemporary colours, it's mind-blowing. So these are two little girls. They're singing in the Burren in County Clare in 1929.
Wow.
So 104 years ago, and I saw this last night, and I was like, I suppose this is it, like, on the eve of my 29th birthday, I was like, I'm just...
You're going to be a teenager by 4 o'clock.
I'm feeling so much older as I was watching this, I thought, they're hardly still alive. If they're alive, they're not alive. Because they must have been about 10 or 11.
Like, guys, it's unlikely.
They're kids. So here they are singing Os Gaeilge, from 104 years ago in County Clare. Have a listen.
Colin Yorkshire Michel is going in a dish. We are not the Cluigie Mummy, Lean she trapped the misery. Jean and Mummy kiss there, I was for the monthly one. I was seeing their Mastolin Bjork, a quantum my hair.
I highly recommend looking at that Instagram account. It's called Old Ireland in Colour, all one word.
There's a video of a guy standing in a doorway in Ennistymon, and the guy with the camera is asking him, he's an American, and he's saying, do you know anyone in America? And this guy will say, my brother left several years ago, and I believe he's a policeman in New York City. So if he can possibly get this message to him, can you say hello? And I'm almost crying thinking about it, because when I watched it, I thought, wow, he had zero contact with his brother and would never see him or hear from him ever again. This was his only way of saying, I love you.
To think that in 2023, we're listening to those two little girls and they went on and lived lives, and their children's children, their grandchildren's grandchildren potentially could be listening to us now.
Colin Yorkshire Michelle,
isn't
this? We are not the Cluigie Mummy, Lean she trapped the misery.
It's just mind blown. JFM's Cash Machine. Old Ireland in Colour, check it out. Right, let's do this thing. We're doing it tomorrow afternoon. We're giving away guaranteed €100,000. There will be a winner tomorrow between 3 and 4. But again, there's no cost to it. There's no flipping point. I don't know why I bother.
Like, why would you give away 100 grand today anyway? Because it would only be knocked into the shade by your massive day, Ray. Your 27th birthday.
That's it. Use my own ego against me to placate me. Could we do a 50 today and 50 tomorrow? How about that? How about we split the difference? Just give us something to do, like.
I'll write an email, right? I don't think they're going to go for it.
Just leave it now. Leave it. Here's what we'll do. We'll do €100,000 between 3 and 4 at some stage tomorrow afternoon. We could be calling you. If you're not in yet, text the word win and only the word win to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Over 18s, you're playing across the Go Loud network of radio stations. And terms and conditions are on our website at www.
Too many W's.
No, I was still only on 3 at that point.
Well, you were going for a 4th.
You're going to say
4.
You've ruined my birthday. You've ruined my 15th birthday. Just forget it. Dua Lipa, Today FM. Sigala, Paloma Faith and Lullaboy, Today FM, and the music you love. Oh! I'm so old now. So old. Blanket over my knees. Horlicks. Slippers. The gang's all here.
Ayo.
Indigestion. Rickety knees. That's right, I'm 33 today. Good age. It's a good innings. I've had a good innings.
And we've known each other for 25 years and you're only 33.
You know, it's probably best that you don't do the maths.
Yeah.
It's my birthday today anyway. And it's been lovely. I just got a lovely card from everyone in work. Says happy birth, and it says happy birthday. It's a picture of a dog blowing out candles. I don't know what they're trying to say there, but it looks like a happy dog. I suppose that would be an adequate description of yours truly, Ray Foley, a happy dog, mostly happy. And it says happy birthday on the card. It originally said happy birthday, but they scribbled out the D in birthday. And they put in an R instead, so it's happy birth, Ray.
Perfect. That's great. That's great stuff.
And then lovely messages from our work colleagues inside in the card.
Have you done an audit of all the people who signed the card and maybe the people who didn't sign the card?
Absolutely. And there are a handful of people on the kill list. You know who you are. But all lovely messages from generally lovely people.
Generally lovely people.
No, they're all the ones that signed it are lovely people. They really are. I do think that some of them are probably wondering, which one's Ray again? Yes. Is he the big guy? Because I am the dictionary definition of keep the head down in this office. I don't talk to anyone. I'm quiet as a church mouse.
You're out. You're like an assassin.
Yeah, it's like people are like, was Ray in today? That's what I'm like. Ian Dempsey always says keep the head down, and I am, since we came back nearly 2 years ago now to Today FM, I have been all, I'm not getting into office politics, not getting into it, not hanging around chatting, I'm getting in, do the job and go again.
I'm all business.
But nonetheless, I got some lovely messages. Pam says happy, Pamela Joyce, she's not on the kill list. She says, happy birthday, Ray. Stunning. Thanks, Pam. I am stunning. Lenny says, well, Ray, happy birthday. Love, Lenny. And he drew a smiley face with a kiss.
Nice touch, Lenny.
I'll be claiming that kiss after the show, Leonard. Alison says, happy birthday, Ray. You don't look a day over 19. Incredible. Well, I am a little over 19. 21 I'm aiming for, actually, at the moment. Voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Did anyone watch Gogglebox last night? Celebrity Gogglebox. I didn't watch it myself because I cannot bear watching myself on the television, so I didn't watch it. But I've heard good reports that it was good. Like the show, apparently widely loved. Everyone thought it was fantastic.
I watched it. I thought it was great.
Was I in it?
You're in it.
Really?
Yes.
So shock horror, because I really thought with all the actual celebs that they'd announced prior to putting it on last night, I thought, well, they're not going to use any of me.
No, you got screen time.
Oh, no. Oh, God. So who have I got? 0874 101. I've got loads of people, actually. Sorry. And loads of people saying happy birthday. So this is lovely. Liam's over there. Liam, hello. Liam.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, love.
pedantic Liam here.
Yeah.
You know what's even more mind-blowing than those young girls singing there from 1929?
Yeah, I was playing these girls. These are two kids from... They were in the Burren in County Clare, filmed in 1929 and then recolorized on that Instagram account. Did I say was the name of it again?
Old Ireland, isn't it?
Old Ireland in colour. There.
Colin, Yorkshire, Michelle, is going to be near the old notebook,
Shauna texted, said she was crying listening to them. There is something sort of melancholy and sad, but beautiful and lovely as well about it. But that in their innocence, they were just two little girls. Cameraman comes along and they recorded their little sing-song piece and they've gone on and lived their lives. It's lovely. Sorry, Liam. I interrupted you. Sorry, yeah. So you were saying...
From 1929.
Yeah.
The fact that you think that's 104 years ago.
Let me do the maths. Get out the calculator. 1929.
Matt, we're going to go late today.
Yeah. Hang on now. I'll do it on the phone.
Come in until 5 o'clock, Matt.
What is it now? 2023.
That's right, Jim.
2023.
Need a hand with that, Grandad.
Minus... Hang on now. Have you got my reading glasses? 2023.
Is your blood sugar okay?
2023 minus 1929. Is that right? 1929. I need the big buttons on the calculator. Hang on now. That's 94 years old. Years. Sure, I was close enough. Pedantic Liam in Galway. Yes.
But then again, you are 33, the age of Jesus.
Yeah.
So whatever you do, don't think of Romans today or, you know, you might get crucified.
Hell.
By the way.
What?
Love the show, man.
Hey, cheers, Liam. Cheers, darling. Carl's over there, Carl.
Well, Ray.
Hello, Carl.
Happy 40th, man.
I'm not 40. How dare you?
He isn't 40, actually, guys. He isn't even 40.
I got you a present there, Ray, yeah?
Really? Go on.
Got you a bit of penne pasta. Or a bit of linguine.
I don't like penne.
Gas man, happy birthday, Ray. Love the show,
hey,
buddy.
Cheers, Carl. Is it that Carl? Or Carl. Colin? Yeah. Colin?
Carl.
Carl. And give me one more. Mary's over there. Mary?
Yes, I remember, Ray. That song that you wanted to play.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
I was there when they made it a hit.
Originally.
Same age as you.
So play it again, play it again, play it again.
Go on. There's no way on the 21st of September you can't play September from Earth, Wind and Fire. This is the Fast and Small remix. You're on Today FM.
Remember?
Oh, what a song.
The 21st night of September.
This is turning into the nicest birthday ever. Blink 182 and all the small things. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call, actually. Ray's here. JP.
On
Sean Dean. 0874 100102. Happy birthday, Ray Foley. Are you bullying that Ian Dempsey stole your thunder? Question mark, question mark. Laughy emoji from Katie. Why, what did Ian? What did Ian Dempsey do?
He was also celebrating a big day, right? Yeah.
What's he?
25 years on the radio.
Oh, for God.
He struck the first blow. He got in first.
It's funny. It's a day of celebrations then, because it's my 22nd birthday today.
Lived a very hard life.
Jesus. It's Ian Dempsey's 25th. I'm trying to work this out now. This is Ian Dempsey's 25 years on Today FM, is it?
Yep.
On The Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
So the same day, JP, and it's also the 25 years anniversary of me and JP meeting each other for the first time.
It's an incredible day for radio.
It was just isn't the 21st of September just a really important day for Irish radio?
There's got to be a Wikipedia entry about
that. It's funny, I'll never forget that. On the Ian Dempsey thing, actually, and I'm a massive radio anorak, as we've already established before. I always remember that week, particularly, not necessarily that day that Ian started, which I imagine was loads of celebrations, champagne, balloons, whatnot. But on that week, I always remember the billboards that they had all over Dublin at the time of the Today FM yellow. By the way, Today FM as a thing was only fairly new because it was Radio Ireland before that. So they'd relaunched, had become Today FM. And then they had the yellow billboards all over Dublin, everywhere you looked. there were yellow billboards with a picture of Ian Dempsey, and I think in like a navy. I'm such a nerd knowing this and remembering
good
this.
Good memory, but then again, you are only 16, so.
I was just, I'm just a kid, yeah. A photo of Ian Dempsey in a navy shirt, smiling, the Ian Dempsey lovely guy smile. And it said on the billboard, "Look who we've poached for breakfast."
It's like an egg reference. I get it.
Thanks, JP. Yeah, yeah, thank you. And I remember thinking, that's a great radio billboard. That was fantastic. Look who we've poached. And he's still being poached every morning. Still simmering away, folks, just like you like your egg.
Ray Foley.
Chat about tomorrow from 6.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Thanks for all the lovely birthday wishes. Right, we're done on that. We'll do more on something else in a couple of minutes. I got DNCE next as well. Today FM, we play the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Ray here. JP's over there.
How are you?
To tell you the truth, it's my 43rd birthday, okay?
There you go.
I'm being transparent and I'm being honest. I don't want to be a liar. You can't make a liar of me. 43 today. And to celebrate, John brought me in 43 donuts from the donut shop, and I've eaten 42 of them already. Pretty good. In the course of like one song, they're pretty good there. What's this? This is the Hurricane. Hurricane Nigel. Kind of a posh name, Nigel. This is Hurricane Nigel. Remnants are to bring heavy rain and wind to Ireland. We heard in the news. Nigel is veering up towards Iceland now, but we're still going to get dribs and drabs of high winds and heavy rain. Hurricane Nigel spiraling over the Atlantic Ocean, and they're saying it could be downgraded now to a tropical storm. Does he keep the same name, Tropical Storm Nigel?
I would think so, yeah.
But that's what's happening, and we're I presume the meteorological Met Aaron people keeping an eye out and making sure we're all right. But what was the worst storm in Irish history? It's known as the Night of the Big Wind. I got the calculator out on the phone to work out it was 184 years ago.
Good grief.
Let me call my storm guy.
No, all right.
Let me call my history guy and he'll tell me about the storm in history.
It's ringing.
Oh, I shouldn't have
even. Good afternoon.
Hello, is that Turtle?
It is, surely.
Turtle Bunbury, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Well, good afternoon and merry birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Well, we could go back to the 21st September 1980 and get a sense of what Ireland was like then in those grim old times before I arrived. But I'd rather go back even further, though, because we're talking about not just my birthday, that there's the storm hitting Ireland of me, but also the storm hitting Ireland of the Night of the Big Wind. This is kind of in the run-up to the Storm Nigel, which may or may not be hitting us. We're still keeping an eye on it. But the Night of the Big Wind, Turtle, was January 1839. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, the Night of the Big Wind. It is the most devastating, terrifying hurricane in human memory, and it turned Ireland upside down. It's pretty extraordinary because, you know, when we talk now about the storms, Bessie and Nigel, as you say, they've all got cuddly and often posh names. But back in those days, you wouldn't have known anything was coming. So that morning, it was very still, very calm, so much so that in the West Coast, they said voices could be heard floating between houses more than a mile apart. And then that afternoon, the first raindrops start falling.
This was
and then the wind picks up.
It was little Christmas, was it? It was always like this.
It was, yeah.
Early January,
yeah.
Okay.
Early January, it had literally snowed that morning, actually, enough for them to be able to build snowmen in various parts of the country. But the snowmen weren't going to be there in the morning, that's for sure. So, around about 6 o'clock, it starts becoming strong, and you get the first reports of church bells chiming when they're not supposed to. And by 10 o'clock that night, it's kicked in, and it's an 8-hour cyclone, absolutely ferocious, and as I say, the most terrifying in recorded history.
8 hours all across the whole of the night. Can you give us a sense of what, because this was reporting at the time, I suppose, in the newspapers that were being printed at the time. Can you give us a sense of what happened across the country, or what were the incidents reported?
I mean, it's really dramatic. I mean, when you read the newspaper stories, and yes, you think that there might be, you know, sort of hyperbole and exaggeration, but actually it's not. I mean, even all the local papers are reporting that all the streets in the local towns and villages are like bomb sites. They've exploded windows, chimneys have fallen down, trees are down all across the country. And, you know, fires are breaking out left, right and centre, because what happens is the wind gets into cottages and houses and blows the embers from those, you know, it's a cold time of year, so every fire is lit and the embers are going up, especially where there's thatched roofs, so they're all catching fire. So you've got fire damage, you've got things tumbling down left, right and centre. It is devastation.
Unbelievable. Hundreds of people were killed in the course of the few hours that it hit. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get a fix on it, but between maybe as many as 800 people across Britain and Ireland, because it goes on into Britain, actually, and killed a lot of people in the Irish Sea, unfortunately. Maybe 100 fishermen might have been killed off the coast of Skerries to start it. And then a packet ship was sunk again in the Irish Sea. But a lot of people killed by things falling down. They counted about 5,000 chimneys that fell down across the country that night. So, you know, it's really very, very dramatic. And even from the get-go, they say that it hit the cliffs of Moher with such power that the waves broke over the top of them. Now, the cliffs of Moher are pretty darned high, but it might have been sea spray, but something powerful enough to throw boulders up onto the Aran Islands hit Ireland.
Incredible. And do we have any comparable sort of measurement? Because they wouldn't have been using the same measurements as we have now. So
no, I think it was very, very basic systems that were going on. The Beaufort scale was coming in. That's the force 1 to force 12. That was coming in. But funnily enough, one of the sort of positive outcomes of this was a guy called Romney Robinson, who was in the observatory up in Armagh. And he, after the big wind, he invented a gadget that would become the sort of standard gadget for gauging wind speed for the rest of the century, actually.
And they blamed the fairies.
And they blamed the fairies, yes, indeed, they did, because they felt that maybe it was the English fairies, in fact, that had invaded Ireland and forced the indigenous little people to disappear in a ferocious whirlwind. Which sounds perfectly credible to me.
Yeah, absolutely, totally. Yeah, we're all very much on the same page then. In that case, then Turtle, it's fascinating. It's mind blowing that, particularly like given that the infrastructure didn't exist. I mean, we hadn't built our homes, our houses, or even churches been blown over. They weren't built to withstand that sort of a storm. That obviously we've come a bit more prepared now in later years.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, they did, they toughened up their buildings. In fact, thatch went quite out of fashion after that. And also, you have to spare a thought for the poor people. So many people who had put their savings in up their chimneys and in their thatch roofs, that's where they kept them.
Wow.
And it was on the back of that, rather, that the Munster Bank suddenly had a new campaign saying, why don't you put your savings in with us in future, my favour?
So it was a huge change for Ireland. 8 million people were in the country at the time, because of course it was a massive population. This is M in Donegal text. Ray, that storm was referred to as Iha na Gaoithe Mhóra. Yeah, night of the big wind. Kathleen here says last night was our night of the big wind. Our cavalier Millie farted her way through the night. From Kathleen. Thank you so much for sharing. I think I suppose to each their own. Everyone has their own night of the big wind, depending on your diet or what you've had for dinner that night. Turtle, thanks so much for joining us. The website is turtlebunbury.com, and you have your podcast, a hugely successful and incredibly interesting podcast, Waterways Through Time. Give it a listen where you get your podcasts. So thank you so much for joining us and taking the call this afternoon.
You are most welcome. Enjoy the day.
Cheers, sir. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Turtle Bunbury. The night of the big wind. Stay away from the beans. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. This is Today FM. That's Anne-Marie and Shania Twain on Healthy Today FM, playing the music you love. Do you know what? I have an unhealthy relationship with that song, because you know what, JP? I love it so much. I really do.
Yeah.
It's just one of those songs I love so much. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, she's in the studio with us for Thursday. She's Ciara King. It's Ciara King. Here comes Ciara King.
You know, when my coffin has been rolled out of the church, will you guys play that theme song on my way out?
I'm going to already be dead, but you know what?
Oh, okay.
For the purposes of Ciara's funeral, yeah. I think we'll pre-wreck it. We'll pre-record it and we'll have it on tape. JP will, of course, do
Perfect.
It live. Because JP's, he's going to be this age in whenever you die, like 50 years' time.
Peter Pan of radio, yeah.
Yeah, he's still going to be this age. So JP will sing the harmony of it, but my bit of it will be
pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded.
Okay, thank you.
The priest will be like, hit it. JP will be up on stage, an elderly JP, but looking exactly the same as he ever does. Fantastic. Kerry King's here, the queen of...
Hello.
Queen of Scream, small and large. We're talking about, it's a big day, of course. It's our 25th anniversary. It's Ray and JP Day today. You're welcome along to Ray and JP Day. Yeah. It's 25 years since since JP and I met.
It feels like 40, guys.
For you, it does.
Feels like 40.
For everyone else, it feels a whole lot longer, particularly our beloved listeners. What are your... I know I might be surprising you, putting you on the spot with this now, Kieran. But what are your fondest memories of Ray and JP down through the years? Is there anything you remember?
Don't be worried about embarrassing us.
I do actually remember, and I think I said this to you before, I was working in another radio station, a youth-based radio station.
Right.
And you guys made a song super popular.
What's
Journey, was it?
It was Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Yeah, and I remember that. There you go.
Yeah, we're not going to play that.
You're welcome.
Hero, you were just supposed to slag us off there. You weren't supposed to have a memory.
It's a memory that I do have.
That was related to The Sopranos and it being the final song on The Sopranos, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. And we started playing it and then, of course, The Sopranos did it. And then I got all the credit, even though really it was just The Sopranos that made it popular.
So I don't think about The Sopranos, I think about you guys.
Oh, that's amazing. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely.
That's a nice memory. So few nice memories. even ourselves. We've got so few nice memories of our time together. Happy Ray and JP Day. Right, let's park that then and we'll have a look at... Will we start with films first?
Yeah, I think we need to talk about Ballywalter because I think it's fair to say it's a big month for Patrick Keelty.
Patrick Keelty. Are you familiar, JP? Patrick Keelty.
Something going on in the background about Patrick Keelty.
There is, yeah. So Patrick Keelty, he did his first acting debut in the movie Ballywalter. And little did he know, he thought he was going to be sitting on the Late Late Show talking about the movie with, you know, whatever presenter. And it turns out, in a weird twist of fate, Patrick Keelty is now presenting the Late Late Show and also promoting his movie,
so
Ballywalter.
Is he expected to come on and introduce himself? Well, at the rate, given the poor quality of the guests on the Late Late Show, it's highly likely Paddy Keelty will be introducing Paddy Keelty on Friday night and then interviewing himself. And do you know what? It'll be better than at least one of the interviews we watched.
Well, the movie is out on Friday, so you never know.
Interviewed himself. Have a listen. This is Ballywalter, Patrick Keelty's film.
Actually, not more of a fella's job.
Would you not think of doing something easier? I mean, like a wee cleaning job.
Listen, I'm going to be up and down here this next couple of weeks. Would I be able to book in advance?
Don't go squealing, but you can sit in the front.
Do you like taxiing?
Just a wee stopgap.
You want to be a comedian?
Not really. It's just like a wee course.
When comedy is at its best, it's a kind of healing.
Did you bring me here to offer spiritual guidance?
Sometimes it's not all about you, Eileen.
I wouldn't be here without you. Do you really think I can do it?
No, but that's not the point, is it?
Ballywalter, hey.
Ballywalter. So we know these movies. They come along maybe like once a year and it's a gorgeous Irish shot, you know, movie. There's a story where two people are lost and they find each other and life gets better for them. This is kind of Ballywalter. Shauna Kerslake, she's in it. She plays Eileen and Patrick Keelty plays Shane, who's a man with a troubled past. And they connect because she's a taxi driver and she keeps on dropping him. He's getting comedy lessons. So she keeps on dropping him to the comedy lessons every week.
Where are the comedy lessons? In Belfast.
She collects him from Ballywalter and she drives him into Belfast and he goes to the comedy lessons. And obviously, the two of them connect about certain things that are going on in their life. Like, Shauna Kerslake's character is an absolute human wreck, car wreck of a human being. And Patrick Keelty's character, Shane, has been through the absolute mill. And the two of them just kind of need each other to kind of find their way in life. It's very Northern Irish. The humour is very Northern Irish. It's set in Belfast. Nothing major happens in this movie by any means, but it's really, really nice.
Where did this come from? Is this because, of course, he is a stand-up comedian and he got his start in the comedy scene in Belfast.
Yeah, and he's done amazing documentaries, but like we've only ever really seen him on television specials and, you know, to do with his comedy and stuff like that. So obviously he just took a chance and he said it was one of the most terrifying career things he's ever done in his life.
Did he come up with it? Is it his own concept producing it or is it someone else approaching
him? No, somebody else approached him to do it.
That's
why he ended up doing it. Now, Shauna Kerslake, she's just absolutely amazing. Yeah. She's brilliant in everything and I'm so... not surprised that she's not bigger, if you know what I'm trying to say, but like she should be up there with the likes of Jessie Buckley. You know, I think she's one of the best Irish actresses that we've seen, you know, in about 10 years. And Patrick Keelty, he's not going to win any Oscars for this movie, but I absolutely bought it. And he was really good at playing the vulnerable character that is Shane. I loved it. I was crying at certain stages of this movie, but not antihistamine level crying.
All right. not requiring medication.
And I did,
medication.
You know what? And I laughed, and it was set in Belfast, and, you know, like, the Derry Girls has been huge. We're seeing this kind of new surge of people really kind of buying into Northern Irish drama and comedy and all that sort of stuff. And that's what Ballywalter is.
Can we just get off this loving with Paddy Keelty? We're such crawlers,
he's off
aren't
to
we?
A good start.
Oh, he's got, look, he did great on Friday night. Like, and he's got a great film. Felt, oh, give me a large one.
I felt whatever about Patrick Keelty, you know, after he was announced that he was the Late Late Show host or whatever. And then I saw Ballywalter and I was like, that's it, I'm a fan.
I love Paddy Keelty.
That's it, I'm a fan.
Patrick. Huge fan. Kira, big fan. Patrick, you're doing great.
Next week, Kira will be turning on Paddy Keelty.
This is interesting. This is the tall poppy syndrome that we've got in Ireland. It's like, is he doing great? Was he brilliant the first night? Next Friday, we'll all hate him again.
You see, and that's what I kind of love about Irish people. Like, we're forgiving, right? We're forgiving up to a certain point, and we root for people, and we're like, ah, do you know what? We'll give him a chance now. But boy, oh boy, we turn on people quick too.
I have to say, watching it, I felt that we were only... Because a lot of people were saying he was brilliant. I didn't think he was brilliant, but I certainly think he has shown like what he's going to be like in 4 or 5 weeks' time.
Yeah.
He is going to be fantastic.
But we do have to give him a chance though.
Yeah, and I'm happy to... For now.
Yeah, for now.
I'm happy to do that in spite of my enraged jealousy. Let's have a look at expend. Hang on, there's a four in the middle of it. Expend four, bless.
I hate when they do this. I actually, when I was, you know, researching this movie and looking at it, and I was like, I actually want to talk about it. They've got a number four in the middle of. I can't deal with that.
Is there anything worse than a marketing team? Like in any industry, if you're listening to this and you work with anyone, the marketing team are the worst.
Sorry, Roisin. Sorry, Roisin's upstairs raging, throwing the wireless out the radio. This is Expendables. This is the Sylvester Stallone. It's the fourth installment. Have a listen.
On September 22nd.
Time for music.
We heard you.
This is going to be fun.
Loud and clear. Please make Expendables 4 rated R. There better be violence and lots of it. I want all the blood and guts.
Enjoy the show!
Expendables. Definitely. Rated R. In theaters, September 22nd.
Got the big voice guy as well. Absolutely fantastic.
I love
fantastic.
That big voice guy. Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Paddy Keelty, and everyone else. Everyone's in this film. And all the blood.
We see, this is it. This is Expendables 4, and Barney Ross is back once again. But this franchise has been running since 2010, and you have to hand it to the last kind of three movies, because the cast in these movies, even though the movies are ridiculous, the cast has been absolutely unbelievable. Like, seriously big names. And I think that's probably down to Sylvester Stallone having a lot of friends in the business.
Oh, it's just in the Rolodex. He's going through his contacts and just going, hey, do you want to be in this cameo? Yeah.
So, you know, Arnold was in the last one. Mm-hmm. This new Expendables, we have Megan Fox. She's in it. She plays Gina. She also plays Jason Statham's love interest. It is as icky as you imagine it to be.
Age gap there, isn't it?
There is a bit of it. Yeah.
Is there an age gap?
We don't know how old Megan Fox is. How old are young Megan Fox?
Well, Megan Fox is 37.
37. Statham would be, was he 50, pushing 50? Yeah.
Well, okay, all right. And there's this really awkward scene between their characters. She plays a CIA agent, and it's, I think it was trying to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but it was just so cringy. I was like, please stop. But if you know the Expendable movies, you know exactly what you're kind of, you know exactly what, and it's also Jason Statham, so you also kind of know what to expect. This will be Sylvester Stallone's final movie though, so he's gonna hand the franchise over to Jason Statham, who plays Lee Christmas. What a great name for a character.
And very festive actually.
Also in this movie, 50 Cent is in this movie. He plays a guy called Easy Day, and also Andy Garcia, didn't he win an Oscar, or was he nominated for an Oscar?
Was that with the Meg Ryan film?
City of Angels or something like
Andy
that?
Andy Garcia, sorry. Oh. I know I probably should have, because it was in my brain. Sorry, guys.
0874-100-102. Andy Garcia's Oscar-winning performance. What did he win it for? I know, wasn't he... Was Andy Garcia...
Did he get nominated?
I don't.
Anyway, Andy Garcia has kind of been a big name, you know, for the last 20 years. We all
know the name.
But yet none of us can think of what he was Oscar nominated for. So that's really annoying.
That's all right. 0874-100-102, Andy Garcia fans. So he's in it as well. He was in Oceans, one of the Oceans. He was Oceans 11. He was the casino owner.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
He was Julia Roberts' other half on it. Is there anything to say about this film other than back shooting and killing and blood and all the blood?
This is it. They're given a mission to stop a terrorist organization from smuggling nuclear warheads that would ignite a war between Russia and the US.
That's a big job, actually.
It is a big job.
That's bigger than taking on the Late Late Show after Ryan Doherty's doing it for 14 years. It's a big commitment, Ciara. Come on. How did they get on? Can you reveal? Well, spoilers.
It is The Expendables. You know exactly what to expect. And go, if you're into beefcakes and if you're into shooting and if you're into guns and Megan Fox and Jason Statham being in a relationship together, well, then go and see it in the cinemas.
My favourite kind of cakes. We heard the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the trailer. Probably the best, but the two best bits of the trailer were your man going, "We heard you with all the blood I want, all the blood." And second, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop. Therefore, it's on. This is Today FM.
This life is more than just a read through.
What a song. Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Happy rain, JP Day. That's right here. JP's over there. And Ciara King's over there.
Hello.
As well. Our queen of screen and all things mean. And she's incredibly keen to review a great TV show. Well, is it a great TV show?
Well,
that's the question.
You know what? I'm really looking forward to this because I am bored of dating shows. I've watched every single dating show known to man. Obviously, Love Island has been the big one over the last couple of years. I grew out of Love Island, okay?
Really?
Absolutely.
You grew out of Love Island?
I grew out of Love Island about three or four years ago. I grew out of it. My mum, your dad, I know I've been chatting about it. I watched another couple of episodes. I didn't care.
Have they put the whole lot of them up on their player or something like that of My Mum, Your Dad?
Potentially, because it was short enough. It wasn't going to be like over the course of a couple of months. It was only over like 2 weeks, I think, or something.
And they, with My Mum, Your Dad, I only realised a couple of nights ago, it's a franchise. Davina didn't come up with this on her own. It's a format that has been in Australia and America and a bunch of other countries already.
I was led to believe Davina McCall's idea.
Yeah, so was I.
Okay.
Because Davina was going on about this for years, apparently. She was pitching, saying she wanted to do a more mature, grown-up Love Island.
Well, maybe it was just done before and this was her English take on it, perhaps.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Same with the Traitors. Traitors has been done all
over. Well, I know about Traitors. Yeah, Traitors is so good. You got me into the Traitors, actually.
So good.
It's so good.
The Australian one is back. And Claudia's doing a second series of the BBC one. That'll be the run-up to Christmas. Anyway, speaking of formats, love, dating, singles getting together.
Thraw.
Right.
Okay, so this is going to be so specifically Irish as well, which is I think is something that we need. Because as I said, I've watched like Love is Blind, I've watched all The Bachelor, like all those American, Australian, English. This is specifically Irish. And it's 12 single people that are going to be put through their paces to learn Irish and find love. And do you know what I love about this? You learn something.
Nothing.
You learn something at the end of the day because there is a €10,000 prize up for grabs.
Well up.
And I love this. This is for the couple at the end of this. The couple with the most fuckle. I'm sorry. That is good. I hate everything in this world. I heard that line and I was like, do you know what? I love that.
So here's what happened, right? They came up with that line, the couple with the most fuckle.
And they worked back from there.
And they worked back from there,
yeah. They came up with a whole Love Island angle just based on that with Australia.
Has this series existed before or is this the first one?
It's brand new, yeah.
This is brand new. Right. It starts next Monday. Grow, Air and Thraw. And what I love about it is a really unique concept. And I'm kind of the type of person, if I'm listening to a podcast now, I need to learn something from the podcast. If I'm watching shows now, I need to learn because in fairness, I've wasted so much time watching stuff where I walked away and was like, but I lost how many hours of my life.
How does it work then? So they need to learn Irish and also need to be falling in love.
Well, they've all been sharing a house for the summer and they go through different tasks. I'd imagine they're going to be Irish based tasks.
Is this in the Gaeltacht, the house? I mean, is there a ban on chi? Are you getting your...
I don't know if there's a ban on chi, but there could be, and that would be absolutely brilliant if there was. I think James Kavanagh, who's one of the presenters, has called himself the man on chi.
All right.
And there's also Gráinne Shoga is behind this, and so is Siva Ní Uaireach. So three presenters, so it's going to be a huge show.
There's as many presenters as there are contestants.
There's probably going to be different events like the Ceilidh. I didn't get to go to the Gaeltacht because I lived near the Gaeltacht.
Do you speak Irish then?
I do speak Irish, but not brilliantly.
Oh.
It was my best subject when I did my Leaving Cert. I did better in Honours Irish than I did in Honours English.
Did you grow up in the actual Gaeltacht or just near it?
No, I didn't. The Gaeltacht was across the bay and out the road. Where my village was isn't actually in the Gaeltacht, but I'm surrounded by it.
Okay, that's interesting. And so you have good Irish, but then I suppose, what would be a trip to Connemara for you because you already
you
live
see,
there.
See, this is it. So I think this is, a lot of people are going to be reliving their time in the Gaeltacht.
Yeah.
Did either of you go? Did
I went. I practically lived. I went all five summers.
And did you shift people like Kayleigh's and stuff?
I cannot comment.
Oh, look at that. What goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
JP?
Yeah.
I'm the third of four and my older brother and older sister, they both went to Ranafast.
That's in Donegal, yeah, Tyrconnell.
And my sister had to come home after a couple of weeks because she had massive nosebleeds that they said were related to homesickness.
Aww.
So she was sent home, and because of her experience, I never got to go.
Yeah,
oh,
because
that's sad.
You get be getting there. We can't. Hell, we can't send
come
JP.
Here.
Come
here.
Hell, we can't
the
send.
The nose is running
don't
off.
Send
she's beating everyone.
Don't send JP up to Donegal. It's the altitude.
It's the altitude
sickness.
Up there.
He'll be getting. Don't send wee JP. Sure, if he even gets a nosebleed, he'll be passing out.
Where are you bleeding from? I'm bleeding from Dundalk.
So she's getting the nosebleeds. We can't take a chance on the wee fella getting the nosebleeds as well.
Never got to
keep him home. I'd be worried about
JP, your sister sounds like me. That sounds like something I'd do. Get nosebleeds because of homesickness.
Stress, nosebleeds.
That's it. I'm looking forward to this. It starts next Monday on Virgin Media.
We will be watching it. And a text as well. Shayna says, lads, this is Antonio Banderas.
No.
What?
Andy Garcia.
What an easy mistake to make.
Come on. Antonio Banderas was in the second or first Expendables, I think. So
right,
that's the mistake you made.
Shayna says he was up for, so Andy Garcia.
Yes.
Who was.
Who's in the latest, plays a CIA agent in the latest Expendables 4.
Yeah. And he was also in Ocean's 11. Getting robbed by
George Clooney.
Spoiler alert, by George Clooney. Shayna says, lads, he was up for an Oscar for his role in Godfather Part 3, which wasn't a classic itself. Love the show, eh?
Okay, so I knew there was some Oscar nominated something about him.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Hugely charming as well. Kerry King, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy anniversary and happy birthday.
Thanks, darling. Right, stay on Today FM. No cash machine call this afternoon. I'll play Scissor Sisters for you next, though, right here.
Ray Foley.
Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello there, Ray. My name is JP.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I just had a senior moment there. That's obviously my birthday. My the big 4-3 today. And I was just sitting here to briefly explain. I have to wear headphones on the radio. When I'm speaking on the radio, I have to wear headphones just so I can hear everything, of course. I'm sitting here with my headphones on. I'm like, Why can't I hear anything?
There's no sound.
I can't hear you. JP was looking
I'm watching you.
He's looking at me with this big, confused, frowny old man face on me. I'm like, why is there... I can't hear.
I knew you'd get to the solution eventually.
Why can't I hear? I can't hear. What's not? I can't hear. Can you hear something in your headphones? I can't hear anything.
And you're jiggling the cable on the headphones.
I'm not hearing anything in my headphones.
Is that plugged in?
I'm not hearing anything in my headphones. And then it just occurred to me, there's this little... a round little device.
Hang on, guys. Here comes the science. You may have heard of this.
Here comes the science bit.
Yep.
A little round knob. Mm. And what you do is you twist it in a clockwise direction and increases the volume.
Oh.
It's called a volume knob. I'm some knob. Good afternoon. It's Thursday, 21st September. Celebrating 25 incredible years. 25 years of service. Not of Ian Dempsey, but of... Isn't it funny that JP and I, we met on the very day that Ian Dempsey started on Today FM?
It's meant to be.
There must be the stars aligning or something like that. Seriously, like...
Yeah.
And on my birthday as well. Seriously.
Incredible. It's divine intervention,
seriously,
right?
Like... Yeah. So where's my present? Where's it?
Well, can I give you the card first?
Yeah.
Will you read out what's in the card there?
It's here. Any money.
I penned a special message.
Any money... Yeah. I have someone who gives me a card every year and they refer to alcohol in every single card every year.
Check.
And every year I think to myself, are they trying to say something? And I decide that they are and I still decide to ignore it. I'm like, they know me so well. And it's usually like, you know, boozy, jokey boozy references. it's an intervention in the birthday card form.
Yeah. So 25 years together, silver is the thing. So I got you a silver card. So, you know, I was thinking.
My God. Happy birthday, friend.
All true.
Enjoy. Such a weird card, isn't it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
friend. It's kind of, you know, it covers all the bases.
Enjoy being king for a day. And it looks like it's written, like the font looks like it's written by a crazy person.
Yeah.
Look at that font.
It's all over the place, yeah. Now you're going to have to read my handwriting, so good luck with that.
Loads here. Happy birthday, Buddy Balls. 25 years together through thick and thin, but mostly thick. Yeah, straight away fat jokes. You know, straight away.
Oh, that was more a dig at your intellect.
The blonde... The blonde highlights years, the drunk on air years, the sacking, the unemployment, and the unexpected third act. There's nobody else I prefer to abuse or be abused by. Oh, you mentioned our abuse. Please find attached a cheap bottle of white wine.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
How did you know?
The way to your heart is out of a bottle.
A cheapo, how nice.
It was on reduction, there was 20% off.
I know. I know all the reductions by heart. How did you know? It's exactly what I would want for my 43rd
it's
birthday.
It's not chilled, so you can't start it now.
It's not chilled, no. Where's the nearest fridge? JP, that is so lovely. Thank you so much. More texts. Kieran in Mayo sent a lovely message, actually. This is Ray and JP day, by the way. He says, hi lads, congrats on 25 years together. I remember playing Ah Yeah OK on the old show.
Wow.
Do you remember Ah Yeah OK? That was a great old game. I remember playing Ah Yeah OK on the old show. I was a regular caller at the time and you got mad and shouted at me on the air and JP warned me never to call the show again.
Sounds about right.
Ah, the memories. From Kieran and
Ray Foley.
Yeah, that's
with Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Happier times. Slimmer times. Stay on today FM. I play Lizzo next. Kinder Crow and Evan. Today FM playing the music you love. And good afternoon, it's Ray Foley here, there's JP.
Hi.
And yeah, Gogglebox, if you're watching Virgin Media Television last night, got celebrity, celebrity Gogglebox was on telly. Actually, there were loads of actual celebrities on it. Please hold, I'll go grab the list. They're like, like I said, they asked me to go on it. They said, you're going to be on what grow on your show again. I was like, straight away, I was like, oh, an actual celebrity, great. I was so excited. I was going to be on Celebrity Gogglebox. Genuinely, I was telling this story yesterday that I watched that show and I always think, what would I say now if I was on this? Oh, imagine me on it. It would be amazing. And then starting to talk like I'm on it as I'm watching it, making my comments and my observations about what's on the telly. Anyway, so they set up, you're going to be on it. And then they started over on Virgin Media's Instagram channel. They started revealing people that were going to be on it as well. Mm. I think the first announcement was Tommy Tiernan and his podcast, Tommy and Hector and Laurita.
Yeah.
And straight away I was like, well, forget that then. Forget me. I'm not going to be on it. Brian Dowling and Arthur. Emma Doran, Tony Cantwell and Shane Daniel Byrne. Gavin Riley, Zara King and Richard Chambers. James Martin and Seamus O'Hara. Jason Byrne and his son. Kerry Katona. They haven't given the son's name. Sorry, kid. Kerry Katona and Alison Spittle, Lyra and Roz Purcell, Matthew McNabb and Huey Mahon, Norma Sheehan and Rachel Pilkington, Panty Bliss and Twink. Apparently they were great last night.
Yeah, they were.
Apparently they showed, someone was telling me, I haven't watched it because I can't watch my face on television. But apparently they showed a clip of Twink presenting a dating show years ago on the old TV3. And as they were showing it, Twink is watching it because she's a Gogglebox-er. She's watching it and she's no recollection of presenting it.
It took about 3 or 4 seconds for the penny to drop. She said, "Hang on, that's me."
That's amazing. Shane Casey, Demi from the and Hillary Rose from what's the two lads in Cork with the drugs?
Oh.
The Young Offenders.
There you go.
The Flemings. Tommy Bowe, Karen Koster and Martin King, Tommy Tiernan and the podcasters, Una Healy and Erica Cody. So there's 500,000 people all going to be on Celebrity Gogglebox. I thought, well, sure, I'm not going to be on it at all. Let me tell you about the experience of them coming over to my house. They come in and there's a whole crew of them. So they said don't give too much away, so I'm not going to reveal everything, but they come over and they set up. So you're watching telly in your living room or your TV room, and they have to set up all their gear and stuff in a room like nearby or across the hallway, and then you watch telly. They say to you, speak up, speak nice and loud. And it's at that point that I realise this is the complete opposite of the way I watch telly. Because I'm the one in my house always shouting, shut up, I'm trying to watch the telly. Whereas instead, you're expected to talk while watching the telly.
You did shush Gráinne Seoga at one stage.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
And rightly so. It's my house, my rules. Do I have to put on the bloody subtitles? Is that it? That's the other thing. They play, because they're filming you, the volume of the telly can't be too loud. So that was a problem, because I, as you know, I'm half deaf. It was insanely low and I was trying to work out what was being said, and at the same time I'm expected to be talking. It was just utterly discombobulated.
I'd say that room has never been cleaner.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. Paranoid about what people are going to think about your home.
The whole house had to be cleaned from top to bottom. That was my wife's paranoia. And then they said, the room looks a bit empty. So can we go and grab this plant from your kitchen and put it in your living room? And I said, no, the plant is dying. We can't put that on the telly. And lo and behold, that's what's on the telly. That's a plant that Moran got me for my birthday, for my 40th. You know you're old when your pals are buying you plants for your birthday. The tidying, the watching it, the volume. There wasn't really much else other than they just being worried. Just like you think that they have great crack. For me personally, you think they have great crack just watching it and having a laugh and joking. But I felt, oh my God, I have to come up with something to say for everything. I wasn't just watching it and enjoying it.
It's like something you do every day, but in that setting, it's completely unnatural.
Do it all the time.
So it's like when you're on a phone call with someone having a conversation, you're like, yeah, I can talk to someone. When you're recording a voice note, I find, if I'm recording a voice note and sending it, I can't speak.
Yeah.
I forget how to speak.
So hard. And I was talking to a couple of the other TV presenters, and they were like, I just couldn't get over the fact that there was a camera in the room on me, because these people do, not me obviously, but these people do it for a living, and they're constantly aware and constantly conscious of cameras being in the room filming you. So they could not be TV presenters. Final thing as well was the lights. They put these TV lights in your living room, and it's super bright and super warm in the room. So you'll notice, if you look at me, I saw a photograph, I'm completely red faced. I'm like beetroot face because I'm sweating my face off. Meanwhile, Gráinne Seoga caking on the makeup, looking perfect, looking pristine as she always does. Whereas in fact, and this is true of most of us watch telly nearly in the dark.
Yeah.
Very low level lighting in our house, and we're mostly in the dark. Anyway, we've a challenge. What is it?
So, hour long show, you're involved. How much screen time in an hour of TV did Ray Foley get on Celebrity Gogglebox? What do you reckon?
Interesting. Who went and timed the amount of minutes that I was featured on Celebrity Gogglebox?
One of our colleagues, Jess, got out the stopwatch.
Wow. It almost seems like there's some sort of vindictiveness behind that.
Well, I mean, it depends on the result.
Well, I'm guessing the fact that you went and did it means that there wasn't much of... And by the way, can I just say, I'm a big get.
Huge, yeah. One of the headliners, you'd have to say, yeah. It's why they held back announcing you until about 2 hours before it was broadcast.
I don't think they ever actually announced it. It took me saying it on the radio.
Go on, hour of TV.
1 hour of television.
Screen time.
How much of me did they use in the hour?
Mm.
Oh, jeez. I'd say... See, I know because I know you're laughing now. I know it's not much. So I'd say 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes, okay.
So what's 3.5 minutes? 3 sixes are 18, 180. And a half, 30.
210 minutes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is it 200?
Yeah.
No, that's not right. 210 seconds.
210 seconds, yeah.
So,
there start are... the tension again. Sorry, it gets his tension going. Come on.
The way the show runs is there are three ad breaks, so it's split up into four parts. In quarter one of the TV show last night, Ray, you featured four. 24 seconds.
That's...
So we're off to a good start.
That's great.
You've made an impression. People know you're on the
24
show.
24 seconds of Foley.
Yeah, first ad break kicks in off the back of the ads. In the second quarter, you feature for exactly no seconds.
I'm not in the second part at all.
Zero.
Why would you book a big name like this and not use it?
Maybe they were tracking the numbers in real time. They're saying
24 seconds
was too much for the people. So,
out of the entire first half hour, I'm only in 24 seconds.
Correct.
Of it. What was the point in that? We cleaned our house for days before you arrived.
Guys, can he make a comeback in the second half? So we're into the third quarter now. You feature for 31 seconds. Whoa. So we're back strong. That's so good. So
what's the total there? That
would be 55 seconds. Just under the minute.
Wow. They're
it's going to be a big last quarter for you.
Really getting their value out of me. We're going to hit 3.5.
In the fourth quarter, to finish off the show, finishing strongly, you got 28 seconds. Not terrible. So your total for the entire hour was 1 minute and 23 seconds. Of course, you shared that with Grania, so effectively it's about, I don't know, 40 seconds. Now. Get it now, baby.
I want it now, baby.
Ridiculous.
Get it on, baby. I want it now, baby. I'm going to send them the bill for cleaning our house. I tell you what, the deep clean that was done on that. You could eat your dinner off the floor. And believe me, we did. This is Today FM. Five it if you're getting down. This is Today FM. I want it now, baby. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Alex is over there. 0874 100 102. Alex?
Hey, Ray. I wouldn't be too worried about how long you were shown on the TV show. Just think about it this way. Silence of the Lambs, Anthony Hopkins. Yeah. He won an Oscar for that. And he was only in that entire film for just over 12 minutes.
Good point.
So you never know. You may get an award.
Yeah, that's it. And I do look like a psycho murderer in all of my short appearance. An unnervingly chilling performance from Ray Foley of Celebrity Gogglebox. Oh, that guy just looks weird, doesn't he? Just weirds me out. Ooh, it gives me the willies. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show.
No.
We didn't get to do Thrifty Cent, where rapper and star of The Expendables 4, 50 Cent, gives us tips on how to save money. 50 says to look for the yellow stickers in Tesco.
Ew, yeah.
We didn't get to do Swifty Cent, where a rapper and star of Expendables 4, 50 Cent, reveals he's actually a massive fan of Taylor Swift. And he considers himself a Swifty in Swifty Cent. And we didn't get to do 50 Cent of a Woman, where a rapper and star of The Expendables 4, 50 Cent, reveals his favourite Chris O'Donnell movie is 1992's Scent of a Woman, also starring Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
Hoo-ah! Have yourself a lovely Thursday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 p.m.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.